The St. Matthew Passion had been received in Leipzig with little or no appreciation, and it was soon forgotten. Only Bach himself, wistfully, perhaps defiantly, made use of it again on rare occasions. He knew that it represented his best work and did not cease to polish and improve it for some time afterward, even though no one else cared or appreciated. It is not irreverent to say that this Passion of Our Lord was also the passion of Bach himself.
A year after the premiere performance of My Passion According to St. Matthew, there came to our university a new rector, Matthias Gessner. Gessner was a good man, competent, broad of horizon, and ambitious. A comprehensive program of building and enlarging was entered upon. The courses of study were improved, and other forward-looking changes were made. Under Gessner, the university became a peaceful place, and the next 4 years were among the happiest in my life.
So often, Sebastian, that which is truly good and great is unrecognized by the common people, even those who are supposed to be our superiors.
Gessner, are you trying to tell me that perhaps my passion according to St. Matthew wasn't so bad after all?
I am indeed.
Then I thank you, my friend.
And another thing. As long as I am rector of this university, you shall have all the respect due you.
Again, I thank you.
And now that I've given you all the praise you deserve, I shall proceed to deflate your ego.
Oh, that's going to be difficult.
I doubt it. About your singing lessons. It isn't wise for you to neglect them so.
I realize that. And for you, Herr Gessner, I shall try to do better.
Good. I only mentioned... Yes, come in. Oh, what is it, Herr Ernest?
Oh, it's sad news I bring you, Herr Gessner. Augustus II, ruler of Saxony, is dead.
No.
His eldest son is now king.
Oh, yes, Herr Ernest. It is sad news you've brought. May God give our new king strength and faith. And Sebastian, such a tragedy affects you too.
I know.
There must be at least a 5 month period of public mourning. Music must be restricted in all churches. You'll have little to compose.
I shall devote the entire time to teaching, Herr Gessner.
No. No, that won't be necessary.
What do you mean?
I have a plan. A plan for the world to recognize your music. Listen carefully, Sebastian. During this period of mourning, you shall write music. You'll have plenty of time.
But church music will be restricted.
Sebastian, the music you must write now will be for our new king. You will present to our new emperor a supreme example of your art. In this music, you must tell of the love of God for all mankind, and of all kings who must rule their people according to the will of God. What do you say to that, Sebastian?
The idea is excellent, Herr Gessner.
And when the king hears your music, he will play it for all the world to hear. Your name will be known throughout the land, Sebastian. And about time. It's about time you are getting credit for your efforts.
I set to work on the music at once. As I wrote, I poured forth into this composition all that I felt and possessed, all feelings for God and church, all feelings for love and humanity. There was but one trouble, but one thing I was afraid of.
But my dearest Herr Gessner is right. It's about time the people know you for what you are. They must accept you as the greatest musician living.
No, no, Anna, that's what I'm afraid of.
What do you mean?
I write not for myself, but for God. I want no fame and renown. I want the people to love God because of my music. It's wrong that they should honor me.
They certainly haven't honored you yet.
Nor my music. That's what hurts the most.
Well, then do as Herr Gessner says. Write for the king. And if he accepts this gift and understands it, so will the people of Germany. Your music will be known then and loved.
I have no other choice. But what I write shall not be for my own glory. Never. When the gift was ready, the music for the new king, I conveyed it in person to the royal palace together with a letter of felicitation. And the music, which I had written for our new emperor, Augustus III, I called simply the Mass in B minor.
Herr Bach?
Yes?
The king sends his greetings and is sorry he cannot speak with you.
But my gift, my music.
I shall present them to the king myself. You can be certain that Augustus III will receive it.
Of course.
Now, may I have the manuscripts?
They're right here.
Thank you.
And the letter. You mustn't forget the letter.
Of course not. Thank you, Herr Bach. I shall take them to the king at once. Your Majesty, with the compliments of Johann Sebastian Bach.
No. Music? Letters?
As a bit of homage to the incoming ruler.
I've no use for music. And as for the letter, tear it up.
As you wish.
And the music, put it in the cupboard.
You're not going to open it?
Why? Should I? I care little for music.
Yes, Your Majesty.
But wait, you might tell me the name of this masterpiece of Bach.
He calls it the Mass in B minor.
The Mass in B minor. It sounds dull. Put it in the cupboard. Lock the door. I've no wish to see it again.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Such is the gratitude of earthly kings. But I hadn't written my music for Augustus III. I had written it for my lord and had only dedicated it to our new emperor. And so a year passed, and then another year. I wrote my Christmas oratorio, and it was based on texts from the Bible.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
And because of my music and my faith in the Lord, I was prepared for what came next, for what would always come.
The saddest thing in the world is to be unappreciated and so discouraged. How is it, Sebastian, that you haven't given up before this?
I have my faith in God, Herr Gessner.
You have a patience that passes all understanding. I wish I could do as well as you.
Is anything wrong?
Yes. I'm leaving as rector of the university. I can do nothing to please those in charge. I wish you'd come with me.
No. No, I've moved about enough for one man. I'll stay here. And I'll pray that the new rector will be as patient with me as you've been.
I don't know the man, Sebastian. His name is August Ernesti. And he'll be here next month.
Herr Bach, since taking over the post as rector to this university, I've decided upon one thing.
Yes?
Music plays too great a role in this school, huh? I intend to push it as far into the background as I can, and that, Herr Bach, includes you and your teaching. Herr Bach, you've no right to say who and who cannot sing in your choirs. That is my job, and I won't have you infringing. You are not to discipline your students. That is my job, Herr Bach. No, Herr Bach. We've no need for any special music composed by you. Herr Bach?
Yes?
There is a Russian envoy at the Royal Court in Dresden who has as his organist a former pupil of yours, Johann Goldberg. You remember him?
I do. An excellent student.
It seems that this Russian, Karl von Kaiserling, suffers from insomnia, and the only way he can sleep is when your former pupil plays to him on the harpsichord.
My pupil must be an excellent musician.
Now, I've received word from your student. It seems that this Russian envoy wants you to compose music for him. His organist will play it.
Well, what sort of music?
Why, music that will put him to sleep, of course.
I can't.
I demand it, Herr Bach. I demand it. You may begin at once, and if you don't, you shall regret it.
Anna, am I reduced to such a state that I must write music to put people to sleep?
It's really quite humorous.
I fail to see the humor.
Oh, my dearest, write the music. Write it as you've written all your other music. Write from the heart. Write for the glory of God. And when you've finished, when the Russian envoy hears your music,
it will put him to sleep and he won't hear it anymore.
Perhaps.
Well, what else could it do?
It could make him listen and not want to sleep.
And then?
And then you'd have at least one famous person who respected your music. Please, Sebastian, write your music for him.
No other choice but to write it. The rector of our university has commanded me to do it. And it seems as though I must do what the rector demands.
For the Russian envoy at the Royal Court in Dresden, who suffered from insomnia and wanted to sleep, I wrote the Goldberg Variations, using the same theme over and over again in the hopes that it might induce sleep, and perhaps something greater. For in this music, as in all my other music, I tried to express my love for my Lord and Master.
Music doth withdraw our minds from earthly cogitations, lifteth up our spirits to heaven, and maketh them light and celestial. And so we conclude chapter 15 of The Life of Johann Sebastian Bach, Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 16 of The Life of Johann Sebastian Bach. The new rector of the university in Leipzig, Johann August Ernesti, had given Bach strict orders to keep his music in the background. And along with the new rector came a depressing maze of situations. Everything that Bach did, or any student did at his request, was wrong. And anyone whom Bach was forced to correct or discipline was protected and favored. And then, as a final insult to Bach the man, the new rector commanded him to write music for a Russian envoy at the court of Dresden. Music for a Russian prince who suffered from insomnia. Music to put him to sleep. It is surprising and comforting to see how Bach, in the midst of all this, whenever he sat down to compose, could lift himself on the wings of music to worlds far beyond the weariness and heartache in which he lived. Music for the Lord. But then, such is the mission of great music.
Manuscript was finished. My music for a Russian prince who couldn't sleep at night. My music, which was to put him to sleep. I call these pieces the Goldberg Variations. And if they were written for a prince, they were dedicated in my heart to the Lord. And on the first page I wrote, in Jesus' name. There. Music fit for a prince. Music to induce sleep.
I think the pieces are beautiful. And if they put that Russian to sleep, I give up.
What do you mean, Anna?
Music like this is to listen to love and to cherish, not to put you to sleep.
Well, nevertheless, they were written to bring sleep, and I pray that's what they do.
And I'll pray that it keeps him awake far into the night.
But you're defeating my purpose.
Perhaps. I don't think so.
Well, the bundle is ready. Here, Ernesti asked me to bring it to him at once. Maybe Gottfried could take it over. I'd like to get some sleep myself.
Gottfried?
Yes, yes, he's here, isn't he?
No, Sebastian.
Oh, I told him to wait. I asked him to take the music to the rector's home.
I know.
Why didn't he? Where is he?
Oh, I didn't want to tell you. Not tonight. Not after you've worked so hard.
Anna, what is it? Where is my son? Where did he go?
He's gone. He left like Wilhelm.
No.
He said he couldn't live with us anymore.
Why? Why?
His pride was hurt. He was ashamed that his father was reduced to writing music that must bring sleep. Well, I'll not say any more. I've said too much already.
First Wilhelm, now Gottfried. He didn't even say goodbye to me.
I didn't mean to tell you. Oh, Sebastian, my dearest, I didn't want to hurt you.
Anna, that you could never do. But Ernesti must have the music. I'll take it over myself.
Let me come with you.
Yes. Yes, Anna, we'll go together. And so the music was given to Herr Ernesti, and he sent it on to Dresden, to the Russian envoy. I could think of little those days but my son. I disgraced him. And he had left because of me. Oh, God, must I forever bring sorrow to those I love?
Herr Bach?
Yes, Herr Ernesti?
Must I tell you every day that I am rector at this university and not you? Must I beat the knowledge into you with clubs?
What have I done now?
You have deliberately antagonized the organist in the Thomaskirche.
How?
By telling him how to play. You don't know it all, Herr Bach. Please remember that. Alfred?
Yes, Herr Ernesti?
Reports have come to me that you, one of Bach's pupils, have insulted our new music teacher. Is that correct?
I didn't insult him. I merely told him the truth.
Oh, what is the truth?
That Bach is a finer musician than any of you give him credit for being. And that as far as teaching is concerned, Herr Bach is better and kinder than anyone else.
Bach is no better than our new music teacher.
I have spoken the truth.
You've disobeyed our rules by insulting a superior. For punishment, you shall receive 10 lashes from the whip.
Silence!
Herr Bach! What is this? What's going on here?
Just punishment, Herr Bach.
That boy, he's one of my students. What's he done to deserve this?
He insulted a superior.
Stop it! Stop it at once!
Herr Bach, this is none of your affair. Now leave us alone. You may proceed with the lashing, Herr Alstein.
Oh, God, help me! Help me! Must I even bring suffering to my students?
Listen. Listen to this. Our most famous critic in Leipzig. Listen to what he writes. Herr Bach is distinctly the most conspicuous musician in Leipzig. All his parts are equally melodic, so that one cannot distinguish the principal tune among them. In short, he is, as a musician, what Herr von Lohenstein used to be as a poet. Pomposity diverts them both from a natural to an artificial style. In regard to both of them, we wonder at an effort so labored, and since nothing comes of it, so futile.
Sebastian, what are you doing?
Oh, merely writing a letter, my dear.
I know. And I'm sorry for looking over your shoulder, but a letter to the king?
Yes.
What for?
Asking for an investigation of the school. Asking for help. Everywhere I turn here, these people are against me. And it can't all be my fault. I can't be as bad as they say. Oh, Anna. God must help me. I can't bear up under this much longer.
Your Majesty?
Yes, yes?
The most urgent letter from Herr Bach at Leipzig.
The musician.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Throw it away. I have no wish to read it. Throw it away immediately.
I had faith in God and my music, and I turned to the Lord for help. Surely he would bring me comfort and peace. Surely he must see my need. The need of Anna and my children. Our need for respect. Come in! Yes, Joseph, what is it now?
Herr Bach! Herr Bach, I've come as quickly as I could. I ran all the way.
What is it? What is it? It's not Anna, not my children.
No. No, it's more important than that. Herr Ernesti wishes to see you at once.
I'm to lose my position?
No, you're to play before royalty. And the royalty is here all the way from Dresden just to see and hear you.
Who is it?
It's Karl von Kaiserling.
The Russian envoy? Mm-hmm. The man I wrote music for to put him to sleep?
You must come at once. He and Herr Ernesti are in the Thomaskirche. You're to play the organ for them. Please, hurry.
Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you.
You see, Herr von Kaiserling, our Bach plays well, huh?
Yes, I see. And I hear.
Now, Herr Bach, have you more to play for us?
Huh? Anything you might wish to hear?
Just 1 minute.
Yes?
The music you wrote for me, Herr Bach, I call them my variations. You wrote them to put me to sleep, and I listened all night. Oh,
then Herr Bach failed.
No. After I listened, I fell to sleep at once and slept all day. And the music, the music, magnificent, colossal.
Thank you, Herr von Kaiserling.
From all the way from Dresden, I have come to meet you, to hear you play. You haven't disappointed me. And I have a gift for you, a small reward, 100 louis d'or.
What? Just for writing music? Impossible.
Here you are, my friend.
Thank you.
And now, play for me again. Play some of your mass in B minor. I hear it too is magnificent, colossal. I've heard it said that this music is the ultimate in praise to God. Play, Herr Bach. Play.
I did. My hands racing over the keys, my feet reaching for the pedals, and my heart giving everlasting thanks to God. My God had given me one person who spoke kind words, and my heart was happy.
If only I might have been there. If only I could have seen you.
Oh, Anna. Anna, have I dreamed it all?
No, this isn't dreaming. This is what we've waited for. God has given us help. The music you wrote to put a man to sleep has waked him up instead. Perhaps it will wake up the world. Oh, Sebastian, my dearest.
You are happy for me, aren't you, Anna?
Happier than ever before.
And I, too, am happy. Not for myself, but for the realization that my music has brought comfort to at least one person.
Herr von Kaiserling. And he's most important, Sebastian. Who knows what he might do for us?
For us? No. For my music and for the Lord, yes. But for us, we have each other. That's all we need.
Besides our faith?
Yes, Anna. Besides our faith. I thought of only one thing that night. My music for the Lord
had been heard and appreciated. A prayer had been answered.